Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 69. I'm not going to make the obvious joke. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, that's me, my name, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what's going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because, you know, sometimes these things need context. If you know me, you're welcome here. Also, don't feel obliged to listen. This is really just for people who are interested. I'm not going to try to hard sell you on anything. Let's just enjoy our time together if that's what you want. If you don't know me, I guess you're also welcome to listen, but sure, be my guest. I don't know why, but go ahead. If you're just joining now, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. Although, I really like the poem I do. I think it's in episode 4. Whatever episode is titled, I Speak in the Halls of Power. And there'll be a new version of that pretty soon. I was actually working on that while I was in Canada. And then because I was doing it as a song and it was more time consuming to build the music thing than I expected. And I just ran out of time, and then my license for the software expired. And yeah, so it's on my to-do list, but go back and you can check out that poem, episode 4. I think it was episode 4. I Speak in the Halls of Power, whatever episode is titled that. Okay. So this is episode 69, and I'm, as the title suggests, I'm not going to make the obvious joke, except to say that given the last week's title was called Soft Launch, I really wish the soft launch was done and I could title this episode Hard Launch. Sadly, it is not to be. It looks like announcing it, the soft launch that is, isn't sending people to the page just yet, because I haven't had any new newsletter signups yet. And I figured at least, like, I don't know, I thought some percentage of people would do that. And since literally nobody has, my feeling is that I'll talk about it in the update, but I feel like the algorithms on Facebook are not being kind to me. Let's put it that way. So let's get into the updates. YTG updates. I met with the first two interns on Monday. Not a rehearsal yet, but sort of gearing up for the show. So I met with Johanna and Sahana. I call them the Flower Sisters. I feel like I have to explain that. So both their names end with the syllables Hana, which in Japanese means flower. And they were also both wearing floral prints. So they are now the Flower Sisters. Also, Monique showed up. Monique is a physical theater practitioner and instructor from Vancouver, I think, definitely from British Columbia. Looks like she's going to help me run the rehearsal room, and that's going to be super helpful in the first few weeks while we're all getting to know each other, because I always have trouble coming up with like enough exercises, and you need someone. Ideally, these shows work better with somebody like that in the room. So it's a comfort to know that this year we've got someone. Last year we had Mike, but there have been other years where I'm coming up with everything and it's not as fun. It's a lot of work for me. And if I'm running everything, I can't participate as much. So that's going to be great. So next week's update should include a Monday and a Wednesday rehearsal report. Okay, moving on. Photography, that too late photo thread I keep promising is still delayed. There's still no time. I really, I've had a very frustrating week again where, okay, I'm just going to go off on a tangent here. So I've got this drain that runs around my house that carries the water from the sink, the kitchen sink, out to the city sewer drain. And every few years, I have to take off the concrete on top of that and clean it out. And I haven't done it actually for a while. And when I was doing that at the beginning of the month, there was like so much mud. And there are these three concrete cover pieces that I can't lift off because the previous owner essentially put in a concrete flower box on top of them and then planted five trees there. So there's just three that are unmovable. And the mud was really, really packed. It was like a good 10 centimeters of mud. And so that meant that the water couldn't flow past that area because I'd gone and cleaned out the mud from the rest of the area. So now that was the first part of that drain was now like lower than the final part. So that wasn't good. And I've been meaning to ask my neighbor. I know he has a tool that's like it's like the square sort of shovel hoe thing. And I thought I could attach that to a long stick, push it through and push the dirt out. But he's been sick. He's been in the hospital. And so the first time I saw him was yesterday. And I asked him for the tool. And between my horrible Japanese and his non-existent English and also Japanese, idiosyncratic Japanese, I will say. Old people here frequently have idiosyncratic Japanese. Between my bad Japanese and his idiosyncratic Japanese, he did understand that I was asking for a tool, but I had to explain to him why. And when I explained it to him, then he insisted on helping me. This guy had surgery like two weeks ago, I think 10 days ago or something like that. Serious surgery. He had part of a tumor removed or something. And he's been kind of ill recently. But no, he insisted on doing everything himself. He's like lifting up these concrete things. I'm like, no, I can do that. He's prying things with a crowbar. I'm like, no, I can do that. And he's dripping with sweat and absolutely not letting me do anything. So that ended up being a whole 3-hour thing where I was just going to get the tool and try to do it this weekend. But instead it really ate into my work time this week. And I've also got my mother-in-law coming over again this afternoon to clean windows. So anyway, sorry, I went in one tangent and then I just went on to another tangent. But things are, and then from next week, I've got rehearsals 2 days a week. So this is going to get trickier, but I will have art updates for you because the rehearsals will at least give me those. Okay, right, photography. So I was saying that the too late photo thread is still delayed. I did a little bit of shooting yesterday, so that's Thursday night. I was invited to Sana Stevens' comedy show, Almost Big in Japan. So she's going to the Edinburgh Festival this summer. And yeah, so she put together like this comedy thing where she performed part of her show. And I just took some, I was there, I had my camera. She gave me a free ticket, so I felt like I should shoot some photos. So I took some photos. So I will post those on the website, which you should go to awulner.com. And if you click projects and experiments, not the commercial part, not the hiring me part, you'll see them right there. They should be, they'll be the daily photo. And then right under that will be the Sun S. Stevens shoot. Other theater updates, interviews start this coming week for the position I put the application in for, that I mentioned last week. And I haven't heard anything. So given the timeline of them starting interviews next week, this probably means that once again, I didn't manage to get an interview. I think part of this is I'm not applying for the right positions. I'm not an obvious match for anything I've applied for. I think I've been qualified for everything I've applied for, in one case overqualified. But just not necessarily a good match in terms of being an obvious match. So I can understand, but I kept hoping that I would be intriguing enough that somebody would want to interview me and that maybe that would lead to something, if not the position I applied for, maybe something else. All right, moving on. Be the audience. So as I was mentioning before, we were still in soft launch mode. And I need to reach out to people to people directly and ask them to join the mailing list. If you're listening to this and you haven't joined the mailing list, I mean, don't join it, I guess, if you're not interested in getting sort of updates. This will be more visual stuff than what you're getting on here. I mean, don't join if you don't want that. But if you want to keep up with what I'm doing in a non-audio way, it's also the best way to get to know when one of my shows is coming up. And to actually get links without having to click through a bunch of show notes and stuff, I would suggest it. I would suggest it. I think it's a good thing. And this also illustrates why I need people on the mailing list, because the algorithm on Facebook and other platforms, it doesn't reliably show you what I want you to see. Whereas if you're on a mailing list, you're getting it in your mail, in your email box, that does more reliably show you my stuff, right? You won't necessarily miss anything unless it ends up in your spam folder or something. So yeah, I mean, that's it. Much shorter update this week. As I said, my mother-in-law is on her way and we're putting more anti-earthquake plastic crap on the windows. That's happening. That's happening. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's kind of bothering me. I haven't had anything artistic to put at the front of this podcast in a while. I'd really like to do that again. But it's been, yeah. Yeah. This is why I'm running the Be the Audience thing, is because I wanted to talk about my goals for this week, but I'll tell you about my main goal. Like, my initial goal is to raise enough money that I can put aside one day a week for handling actual creation of art, where I can promise myself that I don't do admin on that day. I don't do scrambling for freelance jobs on that day. I don't do housework on that day. Well, I do, but I don't spend my day doing housework on that day, I've raised enough money to set aside a day to work on making art. Because at the moment, I don't have that. I can do that a little bit with the YTG rehearsals, because those involve other people, so I have to show up. But it would be nice. It would be nice if I was able to clear a day to make stuff. Okay, so anyway, yeah, but I will talk about in better detail. I'll actually have scripted it out and planned it out soon. I'll talk about my goals for the Be the Audience project. Anyway, so I guess until next week, Andrew out.